I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is a Lip Media podcast.
Are you out of your mind tonight?
That chick is like on planet I don't know where.
Give me a freaking break, okay? I have been a freaking diva for 40 freaking years.
I think it sucks.
What do you mean? Like Cher?
Hello, welcome to Cher and Retweet, the podcast that journeys down the rabbit hole that is Cher's Twitter feed. I am... yum, yum.
Delicioso.
I am one of your hosts, Andy Ballock.
And I am one of your other hosts, Justin Porter.
By saying one of the other hosts, that
just implies there's another. Who are they? Where did they go?
There has been a third host this entire time.
Cher herself.
Cher is... Okay, can we have a drum roll, please? We have some big news. Cher is in the studio. She is not.
She's not. That was a huge lie.
Oh, my God.
Huge, massive lie.
I'm so sorry if I've just ruined anyone's day.
I didn't believe you.
Oh, well, good for... Well, you're here with me.
I know.
I can...
But I'm very gullible.
She's underneath the table.
What? Oh, no, that was a lie, too.
You idiot. As always, please, you can follow us. Follow us.
Yes, do that.
Follow us home. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram.
Twitter.
At Sharon Retweet.
Subscribe. Oh, and nice. Listen to, obviously.
You're already doing
and
that.
And rate and review us.
Rate and review us.
On the Apple's podcast app or wherever you get your...
Spotify?
Yes, wherever you get your
Google?
Podcasts.
Yep. Sony?
Gigimo?
Sony?
Sony?
Hello, I'm Sony.
Hello. Yes, hello, Sony. It sounds like something Sony would do.
Doesn't it just?
Yeah, it does, actually.
I can't wait to listen to podcasts on my fridge.
Nope.
I'm in
swing and a miss. Slang and a mess.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, so this is a classics episode. You are going to get all classics all the way through.
I'm sorry if you came here to be updated. If you came to this podcast this week to listen to the news.
The latest, the freshest, hot off the press. I'm sorry. It's not going
to
happen.
What you're going to have to do is just go to Google and type news of the week.
Yeah. And deal with that for just one episode at least.
I'm sorry.
But we do have, that being said, we do have some really fun goodies. Because classic Cher tweets are one of, I think, all of our favorite things.
Yep.
And boy, do they know how to deliver.
Do they? Yep. Oh,
they do.
What a time to be alive.
What a time to be alive where these tweets are classics.
Yep.
And they're not in the future somewhere. They've already happened. They're in the
Thank
past.
Thank God.
We have access to them.
I am so sick of combing through Twitter
in
looking
the future.
For the future.
It's very difficult.
I can almost never get a tweet from the future.
It's so hard.
Occasionally I can.
Yeah. Tune in next week for our futures episode. Where we deep dive into the next 5 years of Twitter.
Oh, things are going to get rough, but then real good.
Yeah,
but then rough again. It's a classic.
So on the 26th of July, 2012, as you may remember, we had just survived an apocalypse.
I do remember that. That was a rough week, wasn't it?
It was.
We just survived an what? Apocalypse.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I've already discussed this with you. 2012, it was the year the Maya calendar was supposed to run out.
That's right.
And then it didn't. Yeah, yeah. Everyone thought it was going to be an apocalypse. Mm. Everyone was losing their mind. There was that movie, 2012, directed by Roland Emmerich, the director of Independence Day.
I am still working my way through Canned Ham.
Didn't know about the apocalypse, but had a bunch of canned ham.
God, I bought way too much canned ham.
Too much.
It lasts for so long.
So Cher tweets, oh shit, gummy bears. FK.
Yeah. Okay. Right.
Yeah. Let's roll up the sleeves on this one.
Oh. I'm going to get those big old gum boots that come up to your thighs, the waders.
Yeah, we're going to be trucking through.
Here I go into the swamp that is this particular tweet.
This is so good. Oh, shit. Gummy bears. FK, and I can only assume that means fuck.
Fuck.
Like, she's just discovered gummy bears for the first time,
or is being attacked by a horde of gummy bears that have come to life.
Yeah, as we know, the supernatural is not a stranger to Cher.
Nope.
Just the other week, you may remember she had a ghost that would not go away. The undead have haunted her computers.
Mm-hmm,
they've lived in her wall. Yep. She had a good day once, and it was because of a friendly ghost.
Yep.
We assume.
If you're just joining us.
If you're just climbing on.
All bets are off.
Yeah. If you've just boarded the share boat to Crazy Island. Here we go.
We are about to dock.
Yeah, we have docked.
We absolutely have docked.
And it is not outside of the realm of possibilities that Cher has got a horde of man-sized alive gummy bears.
Are you thinking man-sized?
I
was thinking
thinking a lot of things.
I was thinking like maybe 50 of them, but like a foot tall each. And they're jumping on her like the, and I'm going to nerd you out here, like the Precompsognathus's jump on that dude in The Lost World.
Ew. Oh, yeah. On the girl?
On the girl, but also on the guy later on.
Oh, I don't remember.
Anyway, replace him with Cher and Precompsognathus dinosaurs, compies for short. This is a learning podcast.
Yes, it's educational.
But that is like a tiny little speck of gold in a lot of sands that you've got to get.
Yeah. I don't know what's happening. I don't know if
Cher is under attack.
She's either under attack or she's just discovered gummy bears for the first time. I think she's just had gummy bears again for the first time in maybe
20 years,
35 years.
That's specific. 37 and a half years. Since Cher has ever eaten a gummy bear.
Yeah.
And now she's going.
And she's just
having.
And she's like, fuck. Gummy bears, fuck.
That's right.
This is what life is about.
Do you know what I've just had this like memory in my head?
Yes.
Just hit me of like how good, like racist, how racist are Redskins?
Yes.
But okay.
Sorry, what are you talking about?
Redskins, the candy, the red candy.
What are Redskins?
Oh, they're like red candy bars, probably like half a centimeter wide, and they're super, super chewy, but they're super, super flavorful. I used to be able to buy them for like 5 cents each. This is when you could buy lollies for like 5 cents each.
Oh, no, we didn't have these.
Did you never have Redskins?
No.
Oh, my God, I need to find Redskins for you because they are incredible. Nowhere sells them anymore. Mm. I don't think on account of them being
the name. Yeah, just change
mega
it.
Mega racist.
Just call it red candy.
Yes.
Or just call it flavored colored candy.
Oh, would you like some of my flavored colored candy, child? Get in my van.
Yeah, look, it's not the most attractive name.
It's better than Redskin.
Yes.
It's infinitely better than Redskin.
Yeah, it's better than racist confection.
Yes, because it's also got a Native American cartoon on its packet.
Does it really?
Yes.
No, it does not.
It does. That's what it is. That's what it refers to.
Oh, my God.
It's mega racist.
Well, it's like, the you know, there's the Redskins in
correct.
The States that still exist. The season of Kimisha Made Fun Of. You, of course, know this.
Oh, of course I know that.
How that is still a thing, I do not know.
Yeah.
I do not know how it's still
fascinating.
A thing.
Anyway,
we are.
I just had that memory of like that particular candy is delicious. I'm finding some. If anyone is listening and you remember Redskins, oh my God, can you send me some? Yeah. Or send me where I can buy them.
You know what? I here's an educational fact for people who are not in Australia.
Please.
Fairy bread?
Yes.
What the fuck is that? That is not okay. And this is like
a... That is a diabetic heart attack waiting to happen for a 9-year-old.
Which is so funny because Australia makes fun of America for having all this junk food, blah, blah, blah. Mm. You guys literally take white bread,
yep.
Smear butter on it.
Gotta be butter.
And then take sprinkles
yeah.
and sprinkle it on the bread
mm-hmm.
and then eat it.
And that's it. Yeah.
It's white. Just to recap, it's white bread.
Yeah.
Butter.
Yeah.
Sprinkles.
Yeah. I've just realized how bad that is.
And that is for children. That is a snack. That is a snack for children.
It's not a regular snack.
But
we don't have it in our lunch boxes.
But it is given to children.
On like for like parties. For like special
Still,
occasions.
Eat some cake. At least it has egg in it.
We have cake too. At least it has egg in it. It's in the meat group. It's kind of like eating a sweet steak.
But bread with butter and sprinkles Oh my God. What? How did that even come about? Like, where did that even come from?
I don't know, some genius.
Genius or just yes. someone who's like, look,
I've got
things
left.
I forgot to get a cake for Jimmy's birthday.
Do you think he'll notice?
Look, hand me that bread. I got some butter and I just need to put something on top. I did get sprinkles for the cupcakes. I just didn't get the mix.
I'll just use them. What if I put the bread in the shape of cupcake? Oh, I don't have enough time.
I don't have time. Cut it in half.
Cut it in diagonally.
Make it look fancy.
Oh, yeah.
Cut it diagonal.
Yeah, I'm so glad you know that because it is a crime to cut fairy bread horizontally.
I'm aware. I am very aware.
I've just realized...
The very strict rules of fairy bread have been disclosed to me.
Oh, yeah.
What a disaster. That is incredible.
Have you had fairy bread?
I have refused to eat it.
Oh, no.
I have not had it.
Because it's so good.
It looks... appalling.
It's so good.
I cannot imagine eating anything.
Well, it's
more
amazing.
Disgusting.
Do you like sweet things?
Yes.
Oh my God, you're gonna love fairy bread. Do you like cupcakes?
Yes.
It's like the poor man's cupcake.
Yeah.
It's what you
just
get,
give me a cupcake. Give me a cupcake.
It's what you make when you don't have enough ingredients for a cupcake.
Yeah, but that's the whole act out we just did earlier.
I know.
All right, let's move on. So, Cher's rediscovered gummy bears.
That was 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, and what I love is that Nick, at Nick G Pick,
mm-hmm.
has actually had a conversation with Cher, and we've gotten some insight on this tweet.
What a time, what a time.
So, Nick has replied, I want an image macro that's just Cher's oh shit gummy bears FK tweet, where you can replace gummy bears with whatever you want.
Great.
Love it. Great idea, Nick. You're on a roll.
Also... on topic.
Yes. Very good. Kudos. Head of the class.
Thank you.
You're a real entrepreneur. It's great.
Yeah.
You're
everything's wonderful.
You're a Jesus in a land of water.
What? You mean Moses?
What?
The one that... Wait, which one did the parting of the sea?
Moses.
Why is Jesus in a...
Because he walked
on top.
What does Jesus have to do with water? Jesus doesn't even like water. He turned it to wine. That's how much he hated it. What does he have to do with water? You really got upset.
I got so you upset were like, so
Jesus
quickly.
Has nothing to do with water.
You're an idiot. You're thinking of Moses. No. I'm thinking of the very, very famous story about Jesus walking on water.
Yeah.
I apologize.
So Nick's brought this very great Shark Tank idea Twitter. He's a businessman. He's a thinker, Nick G.
I love, I would like to buy 20% of your tweets.
Okay. And Cher has responded.
What business plan do you have?
Show me your financials.
I will buy 20%, but I want total control of this tweet. Please.
Yeah. God, Twitter only worked that way. Okay. So Cher has replied.
Oh, wow.
Right?
She's one of the sharks.
She's on the show.
She's on the show.
She's on the Shark Tank.
I would absolutely watch Shark Tank if it was like Cher.
Celebrity edition Shark Tank. Oh my God, that would be so good.
So who's on the panel? It's like, obviously it's Cher, Meryl Streep. And,
yes.
And
then you need someone.
I want like a cranky old like Robert De Niro.
Yeah, like Betty White.
Betty White says yes to everything.
Betty White just wants everyone to love her. So she's like, oh, I'll invest in your thing. Oh, I like that idea.
Cher's the cut. Tough as nails.
Well, I think it sucks.
Yeah. Cher never
buys. In fact, that's where that soundbite is from.
Cher never buys anything. And who's the other one? Meryl Streep.
She's just very diplomatic. Very down the line.
Yes.
I'll tell you how it is.
Yeah.
Like, you got a good, I love your spirit. Here's some things you need to tweak. I'm not going to buy it, but I like what you did.
I have 3 Oscars.
I have 20 million Oscars.
That's her catchphrase. I have 3 Oscars.
I don't know if you knew this when you walked in, but
I have three Oscars. Yep. Cher has one. Oh, we need someone with 2 Oscars, so it can't be Betty White.
What?
No,
what?
It can't be Betty White. Who's going to be the host of...
I don't know. Gwyneth Paltrow. Get her up there.
Oh, yuck.
Yeah, but that's why...
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Drama.
Oh, yeah, actually. Yeah.
That would be and I just so realized, interesting to watch.
Because Gwyneth Paltrow keeps on thinking that she's on Cher's level because they both have an Oscar each.
Oh, wow.
Oh, what a time.
Smackdown.
And they just keep on like...
And Gwyneth Paltrow just keeps mentioning her store.
Goop.
She just keeps mentioning like, well, on Goop, blah, 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 blah. And Cher, it's just constant eye rolls from Cher.
Yeah.
And Meryl's in the middle just mediating the whole time.
Yep. Oh, I love this.
Wow. We need to do this show. Anyway, so Cher has replied back to Nick.
Mm-hmm.
And said...
All in capitals.
All in caps.
Gummy bears and I aren't on speaking terms... I think they're trash. They think I'm cheap.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay. So
that's a lot to take in.
So I retract my statement
about
her realizing how great gummy bears
are. No,
because that is clearly not what's
happening.
She's
being attacked by 50 gummy bears.
I don't think she's being attacked physically.
No.
I think she's been verbally... emotionally
she's
attacked.
Been verbally abused by a gang of gummy bears
who think she's cheap.
Oh yeah. And she's come home, she's got, do you know what, Paulie, some gummy bears really hurt my feelings on the way here.
Yeah,
I'm gonna tweet about them.
Yeah. And you know what, I think they're trash.
I think they're oh yuck.
Yeah, so maybe she ate like because I don't know about you, Andy, but I like gummy bears.
Yeah, I like anything sweet.
Good gummy bears. Like Haribo gummy bears. You don't care. We'll eat anything.
I will eat.
You've eaten out of a bin.
Yes.
On multiple occasions. I know this for a fact.
Twice.
From eyewitness accounts.
And also I told you.
And you told me directly. And
one is
just based on my knowledge
of story.
You. Is,
one is
a maybe story. It is absolutely not a maybe
one,
story.
One I have absolutely told you about, and another no one knows if it's true or not, including myself.
Well, that is... just a frightening way to live. That is absolutely terrifying.
A human being can
exist and be able to say that sentence. That is so disturbing.
Because what I remember is finishing off a 7-Eleven sandwich, and then my friend Marcus asking me, where did I get that sandwich? And I looked at him and said, I don't know. Remember.
And no 7-Eleven like nearby.
No, there was.
Was there?
Yeah, well, there's always a 7-Eleven nearby.
No, not in this. The area that you guys were telling me this happened.
There was sort of
not
near
that close.
There was near, but like we don't. There's a lot of information.
You would have had to run.
I may have.
Yeah, that actually checks out.
There's a lot of things I don't know.
Yeah. Well.
I'm like Guy Pearce in Memento. Sometimes I am incapable of forming new memories.
Yes. Sometimes I wait for you to reset so that I don't have to talk about things anymore.
Great.
I just sit and I wait, and then you're like, oh, hey, Justin. And then I just go on to a new topic. That's how I've learned to deal with you.
This friendship has survived for yes. so long. I just wait maybe along, 20 minutes you and reboot. You'll reset. Jesus.
Oh, God.
All right.
And Nick G-Pick clapped back at Sharon. Not clapped back, but responded back and said, why can't we all just get along? So true, Nick.
So true,
so
Nick.
So true. And once again on topic, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so our next tweet is my favorite of all time.
Mm.
All right, so on the 10th of December, 2014,
mm-hmm.
Cher tweets, okay, just sent 100 desks.
And that is where the information stops.
That is where the information starts and stops.
The full circle of information is just, okay, just sent 100 desks.
Yes, okay, as if there was something before that this is in response to.
Is this a response? No. No, it is. No, it's not.
No, it's not. This is the original tweet.
But this is not halfway through
a letter.
Thread.
No.
No.
This is original OG tweet. This is patient X.
This is ground zero.
Ground zero.
This is where this is the center of
this
everything.
This is the source.
This is the source.
Okay, just sent 100 desks. Where? Why?
Why? To who? Is it one person?
Why do they need 100? Is it a school? There's so many questions surrounding this tweet.
This tweet only raises questions.
Yes.
It does.
This tweet is living in a sea of questions.
Bobbing along.
Just like a little, you know, one of those.
Go on.
A buoy. A buoy.
We call it a boy.
Oh, what? A boy?
That's what I call
I'm
it.
A boy. You're a boy.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know
it's
that.
It's a buoy.
Okay.
It's a buoy.
All right.
You know, those things that...
I know what you mean.
Bob along in the ocean, they go like, ding, 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 ding.
I love that you're doing an action that no one can see.
I am moving what my hand.
What a joyously pointless endeavor. Thank you for bringing
it's
your act
out. It's just for
outs.
You, Andy. It's just for you.
Why don't you get up and do a whole show for
me? Well, I just might, Andy. You know what? One of us is preparing for the day that this is a video podcast and not just keeping it boring audio only. All right?
I'm so
I'm adding a third dimension.
I'm in training. How dare you? I'm in training.
I am an actor. Oh, I never stop. Yeah, so I was trying to...
Again.
It was also to trigger...
Again,
it,
no it was one also, can see you do that.
It was also to trigger my memory.
Okay.
It's muscle memory. But it's in using my muscles, I trigger memories.
Everyone now thinks we have dementia.
We do. We absolutely do.
Yep.
Maybe that's what's happened here with Cher. She's
hello,
like, I
Justin.
Gotta send those. Oh, right. He's reset. I haven't done any act outs today, Andy.
Oh, you should do them. The listeners would love it. What a great idea.
So Cher has just sent 100 desks
yep.
somewhere for some reason.
Yeah.
And we don't know why. And it's just such a weird thing.
We don't know why. We don't
send.
Know to who.
Was there some kind of desk campaign in 2014 where there was like a shortage of desks? And maybe it's close to Christmas. So maybe there was like a
Christmas desk.
Ah, good old Christmas desk.
The Christmas desk fund is coming around again.
You know, I keep thinking it's, you know, for children, but maybe it's for adults. Maybe she sent a bunch of desks to
like companies?
To, yeah, to like
to
Kohl's HQ.
Forbes?
To the Inquirer. To the Washington Post.
Yeah.
Straight to the White House.
I've sent 100 desks.
Yeah.
You're right.
Like,
maybe this was the start of the whole hot desk situation.
Hot desk situation.
You know how in like those fun like companies like Google and Facebook.
I love that you're doing... You're doing it too. It's for everyone can't
see.
It's
so see, I remember what Google is.
But Andy's shimmying his shoulders around quite a bit as he says those words.
So it's yes.
Like an idiot.
All right. Like, you know those like those cool funky companies that like have like the like all the Nespresso machines and like bean bags in a comfy area.
Yes.
They just have like hot desks, so it's just like desks.
So you can just like go somewhere, use a desk,
yeah,
leave. It's not like an assigned desk.
No, you bring your own computer.
Yeah.
Obviously not
a laptop.
A laptop. You don't bring it. You don't lug in a PC.
Taking my iMac, and now I'm doing an act out again. Yeah. Taking my iMac, walking down the hall to the hot desk.
Yeah, you don't do that.
Yeah.
Is this ground zero for the whole hot desk situation?
Maybe. Maybe Google was like, Cher just sent us 100 desks.
I guess we haven't.
We don't need them.
Everyone has their own.
We just put them out on the. We got this whole area that we don't use.
It's full of bean bags.
Put some desks out there.
Yeah.
You know what? We'll call them hot desks.
Yeah.
Because it's really hot.
Yeah, because the aircon's broken in that room.
Doesn't work in that area. So we'll call them hot desks.
We'll call them hot desks.
So if you're cold because the AC is too good.
On level 3.
Because we have really good AC. Yeah. Especially on level 3.
Yeah, it's weird.
Because Wendy Fosberger just... keeps turning it down.
Fucking Wendy.
Yeah, old Chili Bones Wendy Fosberger.
Look, she's due for retirement soon, so let's just wait it out.
Her contract's up in February. Let's just let her freeze us all out for another couple of months. And then she'll be out of our hair. But in the meantime,
in the
if anyone's
interim,
too cold,
we've got a whole bunch of hot
desks. You can use it on the hot desk and it'll warm you right up.
And then you can go back to your actual desk.
It's fucking crazy.
Oh my god.
Oh, fucking Wendy.
Fucking Wendy. And I keep telling her, it's too cold.
It's too cold.
People can barely get their work done.
Gerald died last week. But we can't fire
that's
Wendy.
Unrelated. It's
unrelated. But I mean, still,
he had a heart attack. It's very sad.
But we don't know, do we? Oh my god. So, hot desks. We've discovered how hot desks started. Great.
That's it.
That's so good. As always, there's some really fun
replies.
Really fun replies.
Oh, yeah.
Gigi.
Correct.
Hashtag share crew, old crew. Which is something I've noticed. I've actually noticed this, like, within the share crew hashtags, people are defining.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites.
So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What kind of crew they are? There's like this... This elitism, they're these
mobs. I think we can call them mobs.
Mobs of share crew, where they're defining like, oh, I'm an old share crew.
Well, they're different sanctions, really. They have different robes.
They're sections. They're different sections of the share crew.
Yes. They have different robes because there's vintage share crew. That I assume is a silver robe.
Yep. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Old crew.
It's a very dusty gray.
Yes.
Blue, maybe.
Yes. Then there's...
The young crew.
Yes. And that is made entirely of tinsel.
Yes. Absolutely. So anyway, Gigi, share old crew. Share crew old crew.
Mm.
At share underscore rocks.
Yeah, she likes share.
She loves share.
Double down.
Put it into her username. That's how much she likes it. She says, awesome, lady. She's just a weird thing to yell at, Cher. Wherever they went, God bless you.
More questions.
Yeah. Well, you know, Gigi, what if they were dropped on starving people?
Choose your words carefully, Gigi.
Be careful what you wish for, Gigi, because maybe it wasn't, you know, in a school. Maybe it's to Google when they had to put him in a hot desk scenario just to get rid of Wendy. Just to really show Wendy.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Cher sent us all these desks, though. Should we send them to a school?
Let's just put them in the hot room. I don't know why we put beanbags in there. Everyone sticks to the beanbags.
We got 20 of them when we bought the building. They came with the building.
Yeah. Let's put them in the cold room. They'll go better in there. Let's switch the rooms.
Switch it.
Switch the furniture.
See how Wendy likes that. We know she's got a bad back. Well, she's going to hate
scoliosis
the
brace that she's walking around with.
Ooh. What did Wendy ever do?
I don't know. She just won't get on board.
Just... Get on board, you reptile. What's the opposite of a reptile?
What's the opposite of a reptile? A non-reptile?
Anything
what
else?
Literally anything else. I don't know what the opposite... Let me look on the animal wheel and see what the opposite of a...
It's fish.
Fish. Mm. Yes. I think the opposite is a mammal.
Okay.
I think it's like... reptile, and then to the sides of them are fish and
birds?
Amphibians.
Okay. Where are birds? Birds are not animals.
Birds aren't on the birds aren't on the wheel.
Birds aren't on the wheel.
Birds, I don't know how many times I have to say it, Andy. Birds are not animals.
I had this argument with my mum once. And I said, birds are animals? And she said, no, they're not. I went, yes, of course they are. She goes, no, they're not. I went, what did you think they are? And she went, they're birds. So if ever you're questioning my logic, just know it's that sort of watertight argument that I grew up with.
Oh god bless ya.
Yeah,
but my favorite response to this, so Cher's just, you know, started a revolution at Google or killed a bunch of people.
It could be either
50-50 at this point.
Flip a coin.
We've got Hargate Unplugged at Felicia TJEE.
Mm-hmm.
God, that's a lot. And she replies and says, did you see this season of SVU already?
Now, unless SVU did a whole episode on desks, this has Wendy written all over it.
Oh, this is definitely inspired by Wendy. No, I don't think Cher has been watching this season of SVU. But she's busy giving people desks. Shut up, Felicia.
Shut up.
Go turn down a thermostat.
All right. So this is, I adore this one as well.
So good.
Also from December 2012, the year of survival. The tweet is, going dentist, And then all in brackets.
All in caps.
All in caps. So. I apologize. Everyone should boycott Walmart. They are biggest seller of guns in US. And then Caps Lock gets relieved of its duties.
You are relieved. Dismissed.
Oh, thank God. Because I am knackered. Pick up milk. Pick up bullets. No, I'm back on the, back onto the caps.
Re-enlisted.
Shop Target. Retreat.
Okay. So, okay. So, Cher's got a problem with Walmart.
And Caps Lock.
She's just losing it with her Caps Lock. On, off.
Well, she doesn't know switching. If this is a political tweet or not.
And, as and she's switching between emotions so quickly.
Oh, my stars. So
there's a lot of flip-flopping emotions in this.
Yes.
So she's going to the dentist and then suddenly realized.
New thought.
Brand new.
Here we go.
Fresh off the press. Boycott Walmart. Because apparently they're the biggest seller of guns in the U.S., which I didn't know that.
No, it makes sense.
It does, actually, which is terrifying because it's like grocery slash Target.
Yeah.
Because there's like big Walmart stores are a store like Target and a grocery store all in one.
But you go
to the big ones, the superstores, and it's everything you could ever want.
Yeah, it's heaven.
It's heaven, but it also has guns.
which is crazy. Nuts.
Yeah. It's just crazy.
Your guns over there, it's just
so... I cannot, even with the guns.
If you asked me to go and buy a gun, like now, today...
Yes.
Like in person, I would have zero idea of where to go. I do not know of any place in Melbourne.
Well, I think you also couldn't. You can't.
Can we not?
No, you can't just go and get a gun. You have to apply for a license. You have to, like, go through training.
But there's no, like, I don't know of, like, any store.
Right, because there's not.
Yeah.
You can't, it's not like a 7-Eleven where you just go anywhere you want. Like, Walmart is a...
Is like it's a 7-Eleven.
Every city has a Walmart. Everyone knows that you can just go into Walmart and buy a gun.
Yeah, I'm glad. Well, I have to pick up some milk. We're also out of bullets.
Oh, I'll get that on the way.
Good. Home. Just go to Walmart.
Yeah, all in one.
They have both.
It's insane. It's actually nuts.
I mean, it's not good.
No, it's not great.
It's not good.
But people are staunchly really defensive of their guns. And I know, I actually have a friend at work who's normal. But their family like
he's normal.
But their family
what's it like
posts about
can you ask him questions for me?
Shut up. Their parents and siblings post about like the new guns that they got, and they're like, oh, I really want to get this new blah blah, blah or this oh. this I my next gun I really want to get this. And it's like, your next gun?
Why
do you need so many guns?
Yeah.
Because if it's a self-defense thing, which is what so many people claim it is,
you don't need
10.
Six. Yeah, it's such a fascinating logic.
It's just
to be
crazy.
Like, well, I need all six. Why? Well, they do different things.
Right. It's different attacks.
Shoot? Yeah.
It's like when you play when you're playing, you know,
Golden
Super Eye. Smash Brothers. Yeah, like different attacks, different attack moves. It's different attack combos.
Yeah,
that's what you get out of having different guns.
Oh my god,
it's crazy.
It's nuts.
It does not make sense.
No, it doesn't. I'm.
it terrifies me. I don't.
I was just thinking.
Subscribe.
I'm like, have we lost any listeners?
No. I don't think we have.
Nah, we good.
I don't think anyone's listening to this polishing their gun.
I'm gonna get them. And then there are a couple of responses to this. Just...
The first one is my favorite that we have, which is BB Woof. BB Woof.
Yep.
At BB Woof. Yep. I don't even know how to be...
That's all the information.
More clear. And he replies, okay, Walmart 86th. Target is a go. He's like on
the,
board.
I like the continuance of language.
Yes. Yeah, very.
It's not just, and this is, I believe, the first tweet that we have uncovered in 12 years of doing this show. that
weeks.
Okay.
Weeks, Andy.
Oh, God. That not only is this tweet in line.
Yes.
With the share tweet, it is a direct response to it.
Yes.
But also, the same language is used throughout.
Yes, literally, same tone.
Same. 86th, target is a go.
Yeah.
Genius.
It's brilliant.
Bibi Woof, you are on my Christmas list.
Yeah, you nailed it.
It's so good.
I also just love how he just blindly falls in line.
So quickly.
Okay. Walmart's out.
You got it.
Target's in.
What is 86th?
Like it's nixed. Like it's removed.
I mean, okay.
Like, where does it come from?
Yeah.
So I've looked it up, and 286 is an American English slang for getting rid of something, ejecting someone, or refusing service.
Right.
So in Navy decommissioning,
right,
the labor workers would bring up spare parts from the storerooms, and the supply clerk would tell them the AT code. Anything to be disposed of was referred to as AT6, which is pronounced the same as 86.
Ah, that's so
fascinating. It sounds like that's where it came from. It's the allowance type coding system used for logistics, AT.
Oh.
So AT6 is to remove something.
Oh, that's...
And now you know. You learn something on this podcast for once in your lives.
For once. And now we go back to stupid shit.
Now we go
shit.
Back to insanity.
And speaking of that, Tone, whose handle is Cat Fashion Show, and if that doesn't answer a whole bunch of questions about Tone, I don't know what does.
Yeah, I want to see this show.
Yeah.
I want to go to this show.
I want to go to the Cat Fashion Show.
I would adore a day out at the Cat Fashion
Show. And what a day.
What
a day full of Aperol spritz and mimosas. And
I'll put on my finest fascinator.
Oh, what a time we'll have.
Andy, come down to the Cat Fashion Show with me. You just must see what Dolce and Gabbana have put on this cat.
Oh, give me two ticks. I'm just popping on my Milanos and sauntering down this aisle. Fashion, darling, fashion.
Fashion, fashion.
Fashion, fashion.
Great. Tone, already love you.
Yeah, you're already on board. And Tone has, in response to all of that, I liked the part about her going to the dentist. Yep.
All right, I take it back, Tone. I take it back.
You're off the Christmas
list. I like the part where she went to the dentist.
Not the real juicy part in the tweet.
Forget the rest. I like the part about the dentist. I'm a masochist. I like having my teeth cleaned.
My cat fashion show is just a hamster and this stick.
My cat fashion show is my cat clawing at me while I put clothes on him. They're my clothes.
He doesn't like it.
They don't fit. He thinks he's being smothered.
A little part of me wants him to be.
I'm Tone.
He just finishes every sentence. I'm Tone.
My name's Tone. All right, so our next and final episode.
You got it right. It is our last and final. And thank God for that, because what happens sometimes is when you stand too close to the microwave, the radiation seeps out, and Cher's Twitter feed for us is a delicious meal being cooked in a microwave.
It's also cooking our brains.
Yeah, it's not going
all right,
going
so our
well.
Next and final tweet
yes.
for this episode.
Correct.
Comes to us from the date of August 2012. Again, the year we survived.
well done to us.
Yeah, good job, everyone.
Mm-hmm. 2012, which obviously is 57 years ago.
Depending on where you are right now.
If you are in future tweets... cool.
Depending what decade you're listening
to. I don't know what decade. You could be undergoing some sort of sliders.
Yeah. You might be listening. Well, Gigimo does allow you to listen through the future.
Oh my god. Oh my god, yes.
People are listening via Gigimo into...
And we say via because you will be inside it.
Yes. It's a capsule.
It's a capsule. It's a travel device.
It's also food.
It's also food. I love how you just shrugged when you said it. It's also food.
That's also food. It's just, it's the selling point, I think.
That's the selling point? Not the fact that you
it's also food.
You can travel through dimensions.
While you're traveling through time and space,
now you might get
have
peckish.
A meal. Yeah.
This part of the roof is grape flavored.
Well, it's, you know, traveling through time is a arduous journey.
It's exhausting.
It's exhausting.
Oh, you don't have to tell me.
It makes you ravenous.
Yeah.
So, anyway, from the past... August 2012, Cher has tweeted, "What's going on with my career? There is no space between my and career. It's my career."
I assume Cher's on the dole.
Yeah. Yeah. Cher is in a slump. A real...
And look, it was 2012, weren't we all?
We absolutely were. She doesn't know what's going on with her career.
Yeah. Which is, well, she doesn't know what's going on with my career.
That's true. What is MyCareer?
.com. So it's,
is it a site?
Yes.
My career is down.
My career is down.
It's down. I'm looking for a job.
You know, what am I going to do? Build fences for the rest of my life? No, I'm Cher.
No, I'm Cher. I only know how to do...
I know how to do one, maybe one and a half things.
Yeah. It's be a diva.
And sing.
And sing.
One of those is a half thing.
All hail the great giver. What's going on with my career? Is it a service issue? Is it...
service. Do I need to get a guy around? How do I deal with that? Do I just ask
do I need
Twitter?
To call my provider? Who is responsible ultimately for fixing my career?
Is iiNet down and that's why my career isn't working?
Yeah.
On this
is it because I'm not on fiber? Do I need to be on fiber?
Fiber?
Yeah, like yes, fiber.
Oh,
the
right.
Internet. The
sorry, in my head, I thought what you meant was Fiverr. The service where you pay people $5 to do something.
Yeah, I thought you were thinking fiber as in the, you know, the thing that makes you regular. And I was scared
Metamucil.
Of that.
Metamucil.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't thinking that. I was thinking something.
I am now.
Far more idiotic. Yeah, I am now. Now that's all I can think of.
Yeah. So who's going to fix my career?
Jeff.
Jeff. Jeff to the rescue. Jeff will fix it.
Jeff's great in a pickle.
Jeff can open a pickle jar.
Oh, that's what I use him mostly for.
If that's the pickle you're in.
He's on my Fiverr.
Yeah.
He's on my Fiverr list.
I can't believe you pay someone $5 to open a pickle jar.
It's a big jar, and I need them pickles. You know how I feel about pickles, Justin?
I don't.
Can
I just say, just on the topic of pickles?
Yes.
So I used to work at a movie theater in Texas.
Correct.
When I was younger. And they served pickles at the concession stand.
When you worked there, was it 1926?
It was not. It was not. It was okay. Very much not. And I was disgusted by it because I hated pickles. I like pickles on things now. But I'm not. I would never just say like, oh, give me a solid pickle.
Yeah.
For me to just consume. Never do that, especially not when I'm going to a movie theater and people would come in and ask for a pickle and I'd be like, oh, no, I have to get the pickle.
Yeah, that's weird.
And they came in this bag with all the juices in, so you'd actually like have to cut this plastic bag and like something you'd ask if they wanted the juice and they'd be
what?
Like, yeah, I want the juice, and then you'd like turn it upside down in a cup and give it to them.
Oh, that is,
and they'd literally walk out with a pickle to the movie.
That is...
And sit in a movie...
And eat a pickle.
Eat a pickle.
That is such a specific person that does that.
And it's a lot of them.
It's
more people than you'd think.
It's not. Because I used to work at the Pizza Hut call center. So I know about a cross-section of humanity.
Yeah.
And it is... there's... Look, it's fascinating. There are some fascinating people. What a weird thing to do.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing.
It's bizarre.
Anyway, back to Cher.
Back to Cher, yes. From my career. So Susan Joy.
And she is by name and nature.
What a. She replies, Cher, can you get me a song? Madonna, Joan of Arc, I want all to hear it.
So
Susan
thinks that Cher is now a radio
a
DJ.
Busker.
Oh, right.
Can you get, she's not, yeah, she's not operating the radio station.
Yeah.
She's no. not, this is not an on-demand request line.
Yeah, this is
Susan.
Twitter? This is not.
Yeah. And you, Susan, are receiving the joy that is Cher.
Yeah.
It's not a, it's not.
This is not a demand request time. Line. It's yeah. not demand
It's
time.
Not demand hour. Susan.
It's. So strange.
And it's not even, can you sing me a song? It's, can you get me a song?
From where?
Where would you like me to fetch this song from, Susan?
Do you imagine Cher just lives with an archive of every song ever made?
Yeah, let me stream this song to you.
Can you just play me that? Just get it. Just get it out. Chuck it on your Twitter. And then, because I really want everyone to hear it. Yeah. Or is it something that she's written?
I know what's happened here.
What's happened?
Susan thinks that Cher is iTunes.
Ah, oh, Susan.
Ah, oh, beautiful Susan. You really have deviated, haven't you?
You flew too close to the sun.
In your wax plane.
My favorite is Tina Worley's response to this.
Yeah.
At Tina Worley 9, I don't know why we read out their handles. Replying to this, remember, Cher wrote, what's going on with my career?
That's right. Yeah, let's recap. Very good. What's going on with my career? Mm-hmm. Desperate to figure out what's going on with some site issue or her career.
We need some answers. Tina has responded, back in Cali. And that's it. Mm-hmm. Just letting Cher know mm-hmm. she's back from wherever she went.
Yeah, thanks for the status update, Tina.
Tina thinks that this Twitter feed is her own Twitter.
Yeah. She's mistaken.
Mm.
She's mistaken herself with Cher.
Ah.
That's what's
happening. As so frequently happens.
It does. Like, it
I know we joke
does.
About that, but this is a regular occurrence now.
Yeah. I was going to give her the benefit of the doubt.
Don't. Don't.
I dare not.
Don't, because Tina is the kind of person that would order a pickle in a movie theater.
Oh, Tina would.
I feel like Tina is also like very good friends with Wendy.
Oh, yeah. She likes it cold.
Oh, yeah. I don't know why she's living in Cali.
Spending the winter months in Poland. And now she's back in Cali.
Oh, she's unhappy about it as well.
Mm. I love this one.
Mm-hmm.
Danny replies to Cher. Yeah, let's just recap again, because I think that's always important to understand, fully understand these responses.
As much as we possibly can.
As much as we can or dare.
God, we try. What's going on with my career?
Is the tweet mm-hmm. from Cher. Danny replies with, I love this. Thank you for your wisdom, Cher Bear. What?
I don't... What? There's... What? That's not...
That wasn't advice.
It wasn't help. What? What?
Danny, you've broken us. You have actually broken
Danny,
my mind. I do not understand what you just read, Danny. What did you think Cher said?
I don't... Here's where I'm losing my mind is that...
Oh, yeah. Please tell me.
Is that it seems like Danny
yeah.
has managed to garner some sort of information from this and has decided it's wisdom. What?
I'm just baffled. Maybe just by being on Twitter and questioning her career... Danny has gleamed, Cher's just like all of us. If she can do it, I can do it. Thank you for your wisdom, Cher Bear.
You went for the nice, empathetic
It's a stretch.
Yeah, that is a long bow that you are drawing.
It's like Incredibles Elastigirl
yeah.
stretch.
Yeah.
But that
I
is
feel like
the
that's where we've
got to
go.
I can connect. Like- because these two dice.
Because the other way is a woman running around just saying things.
Yeah. Yeah, just praising people.
Yeah. Getting wisdom from, like, I assume Taco Bell ads.
Mm.
oh, no.
Or, like, nutrition labels.
Yeah. 8.3 grams of sodium.
Ah, thank you for your courage. Sodium.
I can make it through the day.
If you could get into this cereal, I can get out of this house. I'm going.
What a way to live. She's suddenly, like, not a lot. It doesn't take a lot, does she?
She's easily inspired. She's very easy.
Oh, my God.
Very easily inspired.
I cannot wait until Danny goes on Shark Tank and meets Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, yeah.
Gwen's the queen of finding inspiration. She's like, I got a new mud mask. And she's... Danny's going to go...
Oh, Danny's going to be in ecstatic.
Danny's going to give up
her
thing.
She's
going to
be in
thing.
Heaven.
Yeah, and be like... I don't care.
I want to do what you're doing.
I just need to spend time with Gwyneth.
Yeah.
That's all I'm here to do.
Go to Gwyneth, Danny.
Go to Gwyneth.
All right, that's all the time we have on this classics episode.
What a classic.
What a classic.
We learned some things.
We learned about the AT system.
We did.
86. We know where that came from now.
Yep. And I would say that's the only thing we've learned.
It is. Well, we learned where hard desks originated.
We did. We did.
That hypothetical gem.
Nope. It's
true. It's real. I've looked into Gidgeemo and it's real.
I'm from 2057.
I'm Tone.
As always, please follow us on all of the socials on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Share and Retweet.
Yes, and rate and review and subscribe on Apple's podcast app or wherever you get your podcast from. And share with your friends. Share.
Yeah, tell everyone about it. Feel free to write to us. We will pay attention.
We will.
Once again, I'm one of your hosts, Andy Ballock.
And I'm the other one of your... possibly many hosts, Justin Porter.
Goodbye.
Bye.